Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of 1 Corinthians, Serve in Unity. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 to 25. Why love is so important. Look at that first verse in 1 Corinthians 14. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. The Christians at the church in Corinth misunderstood spiritual gifts. So they tended to misuse the gifts. The problem was that love did not guide them. Agape love, as described in 1 Corinthians 13, or as described in 1 Corinthians, is unconditional and sacrificial. It's active and empowered by the Holy Spirit. There was a spiritual pride among some of the members which was affecting the worship experience in Corinth. It impacted the witness of the church among unbelievers. Certain spiritual gifts were viewed as better than others. And those who had the better gift saw themselves as more spiritual than those who had the lesser gifts. Tongues was considered the best of all because speaking in tongues made a believer like those first leaders on the day of Pentecost. Natural talents are given by God at physical birth. Spiritual gifts are given by God at rebirth in Christ. God gives them both, but we sometimes think we did it. Pride and arrogance provoke us to take credit for what God accomplishes. Ability to gain wealth is a gift from God. Health to work is a gift from God. Opportunities that occur are gifts from God. Wisdom to benefit from circumstances is a gift from God, and so on and so on. Why do we act like we accomplish things in life simply by our cleverness and our hard work? Pride, that's the only reason. Pride. Arrogance discounts the gifts God supplies. Now, somebody once said, the guy born on third base thought he hit a triple. It's easy to become like that man. This was the problem in Corinth. The Christians there, like us today, were sinners who had been saved by God's grace in Jesus Christ. God, by His grace, gave everything, the new life in Christ and the ability to serve Him. This is the reason love is so important in the church. Love helps as spiritual gifts are exercised in the ministry of the gospel. First, let's look at this. First, love helps with the exercise of spiritual gifts. Paul tells us to emphasize gifts which help others and make sure all gifts are used to build up the body of believers. For example, prophecy in tongues. Prophecy, proclaiming truth, strengthens others. It encourages others. It comforts others. Tongues, speaking in other languages than what the hearers understand, means that interpretation is necessary if others are to be edified in worship. This is what Paul was thinking when he wrote in verse 18, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all, yet in the church I would rather speak five words with my understanding that I may teach others also than 10,000 words in a tongue. How should speaking in tongues be viewed? Well, regardless of what your personal belief is on this spiritual gift, one point must be made. It must be guided by the truth in love. And there are two things to consider in that regard. First of all, corporate worship does not consist of people focusing on themselves. Spiritual gifts must build up the body and glorify the Lord. Speaking in tongues does neither. Tongues is primarily for personal edification. Prophecy edifies the whole body of worshipers. Look at verses 2 through verse 5. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. Also, verses 6 down to verse 11. But now, brethren, I come to you speaking with tongues. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching? Even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make a sound, unless they make a distinction in the sounds, how will it be known what is piped or played? For if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? So likewise you, understand. So likewise you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. So, corporate worship does not consist of people focusing on themselves. Spiritual gifts must build up the body. And second, corporate worship does not consist of people making sounds unintelligible to the rest. Verse 12. Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. Otherwise, if you bless with the spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say? For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified. When the gifts are used properly, others are helped. Second, love helps with the effect of worship. We're called to be sensitive to unbelievers. Speaking in tongues without interpretation, what would the unbelievers think? They would not understand the message and think believers are nuts. Look at verses 20 to 25. Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature. In the law it's written, with men of other tongues and other lips I will speak to this people. And yet, for all that, they will not hear me, says the Lord. Therefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophesy, and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all. He is convicted by all. And thus, the secrets of his heart are revealed. And so, falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. Chapters 12 to 14 of 1 Corinthians are about spiritual gifts. But right in the middle of it, love is the theme. What is the motive of your worship? What is the motive of your service? Is it focused on how you are being benefited? Do you do things for recognition? Or is it focused on how you're benefiting others? Do you do things in sacrifice? You have a great day.